These days that we find ourselves in right now of Sfiras HaOmer are not just days that take up time between the Yontif of Pesach and Shavuos. It's not just separating two separate Yomim Tovim, but the Ramban famously says that this is actually a Chol Hamoed. There's actually a connection between Pesach leading up to Shavuos, leading up to Kol Satar, and that's because the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not just to be free, it was actually to have Shavuos, to receive the Torah, to have Kabbalah Satar and Har Sinai. And these 49 days, therefore, are a connection, and we work on ourselves to be zoicha, to a true Kabbalah Satar. And Yisrael Salanter pointed out that in the last parak of Mishnah Novos, it teaches us 48 kinyani HaTorah, the 48 ways to be kinyan of the Torah. And he would say that each one of those kinyani, each one of the days of Svira, we should work on one of those kinyani HaTorah, which is really great. However, Torah Hashem Tmimah, Torah is perfect, and we know that 48 is not equal to 49, and there are 48 kinyani HaTorah, and the 49 days almost is not good enough in Torah. Almost is good enough, as they say, in horseshoes and hand grenades, whatever that means. But in Torah, we want to be perfect. So why 48 if we really need 49 days? And my Rav, Rav Yonason Sachs Shlita, explains that the answer really is found in the Gemara in Nida, Daf Ayinam and Beis. The Gemara tells us, Ma yasa adam v'yechkom. What does a person do if he wants to succeed in learning? The Gemara says, Yarbi v'yeshiva v'yemayt b'schayra. He needs to put a maximum effort in his learning to succeed. And if someone says, but I did, I put a maximum effort, I really tried, Rabbi, I tried to do it, but I didn't do it. Well, first of all, I don't know if we really tried and put in maximum effort. It's very hard to do. I heard from someone once who tried out for an NFL team. The coach told him after one of the practices, said, come here, see the goalpost over there? Lift it up out of the ground. Go ahead. And you know, when the coach says something, you're trying to make the team, the coach says that you do it. And as absurd as he thought it was, he tried. He tried with all his might, with every fiber of his being, and he tried and tried and tried until finally the coach said, okay, stop now. And the coach just wanted to show him, yeah, of course it's impossible, but the coach wanted to show him that that's the type of effort that you need to put in every single moment of every single play if you want to make this team. That's maximum effort. So when we say we put in all of effort, Rabbi, we didn't do well, we were not succeeding, we have to think about, are we really putting in maximum effort? But you know what? It could be someone puts in maximum effort. You could see somebody really, really learns a lot, and yet he doesn't succeed in learning. And the Gemara says that's possible. The Gemara says because the Gemara says there's one more ingredient. Yivakesh mi misha chokma shaloi. The bottom line is that we need to recognize that results are 100% up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to us. We just need to put in our maximum effort. But we need to daven and recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one and the only one who makes it actually succeed. And therefore we have 48 Kinyani HaTorah, not 49, because 48 is just our Hishtadlus. And the max, we can't put in enough Hishtadlus to be successful. We have to put in Hishtadlus, but there's one more ingredient that we need, and that is Tefillah. And so therefore, if somebody I want to see and feel how sweet Torah really is, I know it's sweet, but I want to feel it. I don't want to know that it's the most, and see how it's the most enjoyable thing in this world. You need 100% maximum effort, but that's not enough. You need to daven. You need to recognize that the real success comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's true about everything in our lives. That it's our effort, but the real success needs davening and recognizing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the results. And when we do both, we will see tremendous siyata deshmaya, and atzlacha and bizoicha to a real kinyan hatayra.